at 7 o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. We have a young guest with us tonight. We're very excited. Merry meet to Maggie in Massachusetts. And before we begin, I'm going to play one of my old favorite songs because I thought it was a good time to.
And what if you sign?
Nicole, will you introduce Maggie for us?
Sure. So our tonight's guest is Maggie Mallett, who is a daughter of a dear friend of mine. And she comes from Massachusetts and is a young budding Wiccan and very interested in the elements and the fairies and the dragon realms. Am I right, Mag?
Yep.
Cool. So, and she is a tarot reader, so we're hoping that maybe later on she can do a little reading for us. And so, Maggie, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you first got started and realized that you were a Wiccan? How did this all start?
Well, half of it was because my mom used to be a Wiccan, and when I was little, she used to, like, do tarot card readings, but I didn't do that for, like, a couple of years. And then one night I had a dream of, like, this, I think it was a shaman in the rainforest with all these, like, animals and insects and fish, and, like, she was about to, like, say something to me, and I woke up. So I just thought I should be a Wiccan because I thought that was like a sign.
That is initiation. That's what you call an initiation through your dream time.
Yeah.
Nice. So after that, how did you find your way? I know you like going to Salem. Was that part of it in the beginning or reading books? How'd you find it?
Well, in Salem, I used to go to Salem a lot with, like, my, like, dearest friend, Sean.
Uh-huh.
And so one time I went to Salem, and my mom was getting a reading with Lorelai at Crow's Haven at Salem. And I was kind of jealous because I really wanted to have a reading, so she let me. And the reader was like, she has, like, great ability with psychic ability, and she has lots of energy. And so they suggested the book Teen Witch. And I started to read that, and that's what got me into it.
Oh, wow.
So cool.
What else have you read, Maggie, that you enjoy?
Well, I like reading Everyday Magic. Well, that's the only, like, Wiccan books I read.
Okay.
Because I don't have that many.
Have you, do you know any other friends or anyone your age that is interested in following Wiccan traditions?
Well, my friend Sean's also, like, into it, but he doesn't really, like, do Wiccan stuff. He's trying to. And there was this girl, I don't know, Alicia, and she was wearing a pentagram, and I asked her if she was a Wiccan. She was like, kind of. But that's the only people I know.
Oh.
So, and what part of Massachusetts are you? Where do you live? What city?
I live in Milton, Boston.
I know where that is. I used to live in Hull.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I Boston is my favorite American city.
I like New York.
Well, New York is amazing. Boston is ancient. Like Philadelphia. I always think of New York somehow, and you can take this as a energetic feeling. It's auric field. Do you know what I mean by auric field?
Yeah.
It's auric field to me. New York seems so new all the time. Brand new, always new, and I know it's ancient too, but it never feels that way to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true. It's very progressive. You know, Maggie really liked it. Yeah. She fit right in when she came to visit about a month ago.
Wow. Maggie, did you go over to see the World Trade Center Memorial?
Oh, yeah, I did.
As a witchling or witch or Wiccan, what did you feel around there?
Well, I kind of like felt sadness and death, but also I felt healing, like that kind of like feeling.
That's very cool. Like the place that's turned into a sacred site for healing for people.
Yeah.
Very cool.
The healing of the aftermath.
Wonderful.
So can you tell us a little bit about your relationship with the fairies?
Oh, wow. I love fairies. I believe that fairies like to be in rooms with like herbs, and they're very mischievous. There's like different kinds of fairies, like earth, water, fire, and air. And I think fairies live in my house because, like, things are moved around. And I swear when I was a kid I saw a fairy, and ever since I believed in them.
Wow.
Well, are you up?
I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. Were you outside?
What?
Were you outside when you were little and saw the fairy?
Yeah, I was at the playground, and it was, like, kind of, like, flying in the air, but it was, like, close, and I could, like, see the wings, but I couldn't really see the facial structures.
Wow. So you are what we would call a solitary practitioner, right?
What is the definition of that? My friend just explained that to me. Yeah, I am. I'm a solitary Wiccan.
And is it your how does your mom help you, or what does she say and think about your practicing and your learning about Wiccan life?
Well, some days she's like, it's a part of the devil. because I live in a very Christian family, and they're not very welcoming to Wiccans. And then some other days, she brings her friends over, Robin and Laura, who are like yoga teachers, and they do Wiccan circles with me. And then she takes me to Salem a lot, and like I get to visit Lorelai and my friends Nikki and Dawn, who are Wiccans, but they're like 20 years old.
Yeah, the witches and I hear that a lot of the shopkeepers and witches over there really take to you, Maggie, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They're like young Wiccans because there's not very many of us.
Mm-hmm. No, there aren't. You're a maiden, and you will be for a long while. That's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't actually have a unique teacher except for books and what you read and going on trips into Salem?
Yeah, that's all I learned from. And I, when they're giving me tarot card readings, I watch the way they do them, and that's how I learn.
Yeah. And your mom is a good guy. She knows a lot of the basics and beyond. You guys work really well together in finding
yeah.
your way, allowing you to do, you know, to blossom. Right.
So if you're
yeah.
close with the fairy realm. And the divas, or what I call the divas, do you go into your garden and around where you live and get to know the different plants and trees and the consciousness and fairies that live in them?
Yeah. But also there's, like, house fairies.
Oh, yeah.
I have two cats. And I believe they, like, make fun of them because in the middle of the night, like, they run around. And I think, like, fairies are chasing them.
Yeah, roughly. The big playground.
Now, Maggie, do you know what I mean when I ask you if you see with your third eye or you see psychically in your mind's eye? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, the third eye is the psychic eye.
Yeah. And have you learned to distinguish when it's, you know, something that's viable or that is actually there in another dimension or whether it's just your imagination? Are you pretty good yet at figuring that out?
Not yet. I haven't used my third eye that much, but when I do, I have a headache, like, right in the middle of my forehead, and I can tell, like, things from, like, our dimension and the spiritual dimension.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I still need to work on my third eye. When I use it, I get a headache in the middle of my forehead. And my mom just says that my third eye has so much energy, it hurts, like, just when it's letting it out, it, like, has so much, it hurts.
Has anyone told you about working with visualization of energy with white light? Do you know about that?
No.
No. Well, I'm going to let your Aunt Nicole take that one.
Well, I think your mom alludes to the white light a lot, but maybe didn't come through. So the white light is anything that you do if you're going to go, I call it kind of sightseeing, in the cosmos, or when you use the third eye in everyday whatever you're doing. To white light, you imagine a candle or an orb, whatever feels comfortable to you, and you see it in your belly, and then have the white light grow to all around you. And if you want to work on a specific place, such as your third eye, you can do the same thing, seeing the white light surrounding your third eye, and you can even work with other colors too for healing and to help you with the opening up. Have you done anything like that before?
I actually have.
Awesome.
My friend Maxine, she made me meditate, and she made my hands go in a cuffed position, and she made me think of a white orb, and it radiated heat and like energy, and for like 3 minutes, and then I uncut my hands, and like my hands were like really hot, but the rest of my body was like cold.
Okay. Maggie.
Yeah?
This is Gwen. I'd like to ask you a question. Can you right now, in your mind's eye, in your imagination, see an apple sitting on a kitchen table?
Yep.
Okay. Now, can you surround that apple with white light, a glow of white light?
Okay,
now let me explain to you that you have just done an energetic healing, sort of, on that apple. Using white light energy like that, and it's a very viable source of energy, it protects and heals. And when you're surrounding anything with white light, it'll protect you, and it'll make sure that when you're working with energy like creating orbs or working with your third eye, that you are protected, and it should help you to not get any headaches anymore when you're working on your third eye. So if you can remember to surround yourself with the intention of doing no harm to others and to only energize and awaken yourself for whatever exercise you're doing, it'll protect and keep you healed and whole. And when you do an exercise with energy like that, with the ball, which is a great exercise, it'll keep you from getting so cold, but it'll also heat your hands up because of the energy, yet it'll be safe and it'll dissipate without any discomfort. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if you can remember, it's like what I do as a solitary witch is I wake up in the morning and I see the sunlight, and I use that sunlight as my guide to surround myself with white light for the rest of the day. And it helps to keep us happy, balanced, pretty much. And it will also give you that protection and bring your guides to you. Do you know what I mean by your guides?
Yes, like spirit guides.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Oh, I'm very big in that.
You want to tell us about it?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm really good at leading people into a meditation story to find their spirit guide.
You are. Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Animal spirit guides.
Can you tell us how you do that? Share that with the audience.
So first I make them like breathe in and breathe out and like use their energy to go into a deep meditation, and they appear on a beach and they walk on the beach, and then they go into a canoe and they feel the waves going back and forth in the canoe, and they appear on this island, and in the island is all the animals doing like a spiritual ceremony, and the leader of the group comes out and says, let the spirit guide either come out from the air, ground, or water. And then one of the people in the group step out, and that's your spirit guide.
That's amazing. That's wonderful.
Really cool.
Yeah.
That's really very good. That's very good. And so tell me, have you found any of your guides yet?
Yes, I have.
Would you like
I have
to share?
A bear? Oh, sure.
Would you like to share with us?
Share the bear?
Share the bear.
One of mine, like my main one, I think is the tiger. And I actually think I have the grizzly bear for one of mine. And then the Komodo dragon. And then the boar and the cardinal, and then I'm searching for more.
So your guides are mostly animals?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, and I forgot to say, I'm part shaman.
Well, all the good ones are, sweetie, I think. Just observation, but...
Yeah.
So Nicole is telling us that you you've begun to work with tarot. What kind of a deck did you get?
I have a rose deck, I think it's called. A Finstra deck, tarot card deck. It has like really pretty illustrations. And they're very easy for me to read. It's because my other tarot card deck was really small. It was like called the original tarot card deck. It said the victory card was like about losing, so I tried using my mom's.
Ah, that was nice.
Yeah.
So. Who do you read for your friends, or has anybody asked you to read them, or?
I read my some of my friends, but I'm better at like strangers because I know too much about my friends. So I do like my mom's friends, and I do my mom a lot.
Mm-hmm. You gave me a very good reading. She was really right on. And
yeah.
I was the same way always in the beginning. It was always easier for me to read strangers than my friends, because it's like you know what they want and you want them to have what they want. So you kind of go that way, right? Do you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So... would you like to do a little reading for us? Maybe Gwen could go. What do you think, Gwen?
I'm willing. Like to do reading for me?
Yeah, sure.
Great, Maggie. Okay, I'm ready. And I want to correct myself. Before I used a word called viable, which really just means real energy. And I want to thank Magical Hummingbird for telling me that from the chat room. She was quite right.
So what's your question?
What is my question? Okay. There's so many I could choose, but I'd like to choose one that will let me know all the others. So, well, can I ask any? It doesn't have to be about me, does it?
Okay. No, it doesn't have to be like.
Well, okay. Let's see. I'm contemplating a move, so I'm wondering, you know, it's not going to be a big move, but I'm wondering how long, you know? I'm wondering about my move. That's what I'm wondering about.
Okay. Let me shuffle the deck. Okay.
Okay.
I'm now laying out the cards. Still laying them out. Might take a while. Okay, Six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Ooh. Okay. So, it's like a new opportunity. It's like the surroundings. And it seems like luxury. And, but you have many choices to do with it, I think. But I see many choices. And there, you ignore some of the options because you're looking at, like, the bigger ones. But, you recover from, like, some of the bad choices and you kind of get, like, a victory.
Uh-huh.
You're still, like, deciding. And pages. But it seems like you kind of, because there's two nights in a row, so kind of thing, I think it's like a good decision, because the last card is the Lovers.
Uh-huh.
And I think you'll really love your choice, like, it's moving. So,
could you, what did you say, Maggie, the last thing about moving?
I think you'll really love your choice of moving.
Wow. Nice.
Cool. What were some of the cards that she got besides the Lovers?
Well, the first one was the Ace of Wands. She also got the Wheel of Fortune, two Knights, one Page, the Lovers card, the Victory card, the Decision card, the Recovery card, and the Luxury card.
Good spread, Gwen. Wow.
Well, now, Maggie, it's a tradition that, you know, and it's also a living, hon, that when someone performs a skill for you, you do it in turn. So I'll have Nicole give me your address, and I'll send you something to pay for my reading. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll send you something in trade. I don't know if you know what I do, but I work with the herbs and the oils and the plants. And I'll send you something from that.
I work with herbs.
You do?
Yeah, what I make mojo bags.
You make what?
Mojo bags.
You do? Oh, tell me. Tell me about that. Will you? Do you mind sharing?
I don't mind. I use herbs like peppermint less thistle, cinnamon for protection. Wrong side. Flaxseed, bergamot, and I also use chamomile to make mojo bags. And actually today I made a mojo bag for concentration and protection in school.
Wow, nice.
What did you use in the bag?
Skull cap and cinnamon.
Good choice. What do you use? What is your favorite book on magical with the spiritual magical properties of the herbs?
Oh, the herbs. Teen Witch.
Okay. Do you know about a book called Culpeppers?
No.
It teaches you all the medicinal and astrological and elemental properties that the that they used to use, and it was written in England. It's a wonderful book, and you should put it on your book list, Culpeppers, because it's, you know, as above, so below. Whatever the medicinal properties of plants are, generally will tell you what their magical and spiritual properties and energies are, right?
Yeah.
Can I ask you, I'm thinking about how to trade out with you, and do you like dragons?
I love dragons.
Okay, well, I got a dragon for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the reading, and thank you for telling me to pay attention to my choices.
You're
welcome. Thanks. Can you tell us a little bit about the comic book that you're writing?
A comic book? I'm making an anime comic book about this girl. She's not the brightest one of the bunch. She's a cat. Like, she has a ring that if she puts it on, it turns her human. But if she takes it off, she's a cat.
Wow.
The witch of her cat clan gave it to her because the cats don't like it how everyone has, like, pets of them. So they sent her, since she's the daughter of the witch, to, like, save the cat. But the only two English words she knows is yes and no. So these two people, Kimmy and Alice, they're trying to, like, teach her English, and they know about her cat, like, ways. Because they kind of walked in on her in her cat form.
How long have you been working on this?
Well, I just thought of it yesterday, and now I'm just trying to deal out the personalities of each person. And I need to practice. I got, like, the face drawings, but I need to work on the body.
Wow. So are you going to be using your magical knowledge to put into the stories?
Maybe, because there's a witch in it, so I might make her, like, have, like, a little brewing scene with, like, some herbs and calling on each corner of the witches.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds great, Maggie. It sounds like a really great story.
Yeah.
Congratulations. It's a wonderful thing to be creative. And, you know, I think personally that a witch's finest tool is her imagination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I ask you something? Have you ever tried doing a reading on just events?
Events?
Yeah, like right now, well, let's see. Okay, this is easy. Can you do a reading to see if you can tell which of the men who are running for president will win?
Oh, well, I have a pendulum, a rose quartz pendulum, and let me ask.
Great.
Is Mitt Romney going to win? It's pointing to yes.
Can you ask about the other guy, too?
Is Obama going to win? It's going toward no.
Well, there we have it. That's an interesting prediction. We'll see how it turns out. You know, one thing I've learned about readings is that basically we get good information based on the questions asked at that moment. But, boy, we get readings so we can make better choices, don't we?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, I know.
And I have to say, it might be just, you know, what I want, but I don't think so. I really feel like there's a lot of energy now around Romney, and there's a lot of fuel. So that also maybe could be, you know, what's swaying the answer right now. Because maybe if the election was tomorrow, that would be the case. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, maybe we can... You can do another one, like, in a month just to see what happens, to get a different answer.
That would be... Would you be willing to come back on with us again, Maggie?
Yes, I'll be willing.
Oh, good. That's something... We still have time tonight, but that's a good idea. We should have you back. If anyone called in, would you be willing to do a reading for them?
Yes.
Okay, well, we have a few guests in our chat room, and so I will invite them and write the phone number in and write them saying that they can call in if they wish to ask you a question.
In the meantime, Maggie, I have a question, because the show is called The Consciousness Shift, and I think you know that, you know, we're going through a different time, a lot of new energy, and I'm wondering if this, I mean, I know you're young, and I know that years seem maybe different to you than it does to, you know, an older person, but I'm just wondering if you feel like anything feels different this year, like in the world surrounding, than it did last year. Like, if the energy in the world feels different. That's really the question.
Well, I kind of do. You know how global warming in Antarctica and, like, everything's, like, melting?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I kind of feel like the nature's, like, energy got lower than last year's. Like, there's lots of energy in the world, but this year I didn't, like, really feel. Yeah, it's like, the environment is crying for help.
You're a very wise young lady, and you're a very wise Wiccan, Maggie. Indeed, Mother Earth is asking us to heal her.
Yes.
I think you're right. I know you are. How do you, as a young Wiccan, and someone who works with the plants, Maggie, how do you think we could each do some kind of goodness that's beyond all of the things we do, like recycling and voting for the right people or any of that? What can we personally do for the Earth Mother that connects us with the Earth Mother? How do you do it? I mean, do you sit on the ground and talk to her, or what do you think would work, would help?
Well, sometimes I go to the wooded area of Milton, and I walk with bare feet, and I climb trees, and sometimes I just sit in the trees and, like, kind of, like, meditate kind of in the trees.
Mm-hmm.
But for an average person in a day, they could sometimes take time and, like, if they're by, like, flowers or, like, trees, I kind of, like, talk to them. I know that might sound crazy, but I heard that talking helps with plants and growth and healing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. It's
doesn't
quite
sound
true.
Crazy, yes. You're in the right company.
Yes, you're wonderful. I think Maggie, that our job as Wiccans, or our vocation as witches and Wiccans and shaman and people who walk a spiritual path in life, which, you know, really everybody does. It's just that we embrace it openly. I think that it's real important to acknowledge the Earth Mother every day, and to have that as something we can hold on to. I think it makes us a bit saner and a lot nicer.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I have another suggestion for you for your reading list. I am a researcher. I write a lot, so I research a lot. And I always think of the Culpeppers right away, so you have that old Bible. But have you ever heard of a writer called Scott Cunningham?
No.
He's really quite a wonderful Wiccan writer. He's no longer alive, but he did some really, really beautiful books. And Magical Hummingbird reminded me that I should tell you about Cunningham's Incense, Oils, and Brews book. And if you go on Amazon, you can find these books sometimes for less than $4.
Well, I like small prices.
You don't we all right now? And there's one other man that you should look up to. He does the magic of the fairy realm, and a wonderful man who just, he's in spirit with us now. And his name was Ted Andrews, and he wrote this wonderful book called Animal Speak. Do you know about it?
Yes, I do know about that.
He was a wonderful man. He was a friend of mine, and you would really enjoy his Nature Speak and Animal Speak. And I know you can find those online for very, you know, at Amazon for used, you know, for very inexpensive.
And I also read In Shadow of the Shaman.
Good book, yes. You enjoying it?
Yeah. It's like hard, small print.
Yeah. I would like to ask you, as a Wiccan and a shamaness, as they say, are you interested in several different, we call them traditions, but the spiritual expression of different cultures and the ancient civilizations, those expressions? Are you pretty much interested in all of that?
Oh, yes, I'm very into that. I like kind of love that stuff. I love the Greek cricket, like god and goddesses and Egypt and Rome. I think Greeks and Romans are like the same.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, and you know what's so wonderful is there are so many sites that you can go to online that teach you all about it and teach you the magical traditions of these different cultures and ancient civilizations. You know, but you know that, right?
Yeah.
Can I ask you, who is your favorite goddess?
Well, that's a pretty easy one. In the Greek mythology, my all-time favorite is Artemis.
You are a daughter, aren't you?
Yeah. You really are a little Artemis, that's for sure.
Who is your favorite god form? Who is your favorite god?
I think my favorite god is the god of blackness.
Waylon?
Who? Hephaestus.
Ah, the Greek. Yes. Okay.
Which one?
Hephaestus.
He's a maker.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's absolutely wonderful. That now Nicole, that would be a challenge. I've never approached blending that god form.
I'm still unclear as to who the god form is.
It will look him up, Hephaestus.
Oh. Yeah. Go ahead, Meg.
Well, he's a blacksmith, and he's crippled, and he's known as the ugliest god, but his skills in blacksmithing and fire is why I like him so much.
Oh. Interesting.
You,
that makes
you choose a very strong and wise and actually gentle character, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Have you ever heard I suppose I'm sending you too much information here, but there are books and sites out there that give you listings of the different gods and goddesses of the witch, and then of course there's always the different cultures and going back into it. How many of the different gods and goddesses have you actually been drawn to or learned something about that you would figure just off the top of your head?
Well, the 12 Olympian gods are like, I know everything about them.
So you enjoy the Olympians?
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Do you remember, Maggie, that you were pretty young, but you designed like a whole restaurant in the theme of the different gods and goddesses of the Olympians? Do you remember that?
Yep.
She was going to have, like, a Poseidon room. And tell Gwen about that.
So the bar area would be the Dionysus room area with, like, grapevines everywhere. And the floor would be made out of, like, glass. And inside the glass casing would be, like, kind of like a cloud. Make it look like you're in Olympus. And
wow.
Could just be in like Zeus's throne room or Artemis or like Aphrodite, Hephaestus, Poseidon, Apollo. Yeah, like all the different gods, and like each one of the sections, like Artemis's room, would have like the moon, and like it would kind of be like a forest, and Apollo's kind of be like a theater, like a kind of place for poetry and music. Zeus's room would be like thunder and lightning. Sorry, I have a brain blank right now. Poseidon, he would be like a beach, ocean room. Aphrodite would have like a romantic room, like if you have a date, like you'd go there. And then like the Hephaestus room, you could like build things and like it kind of, but it'd be typically hot in that room since he works inside a volcano, but not too hot, so it'd be uncomfortable.
Could have kebabs and
yeah.
Like, you know, brick oven or something. Yeah.
That is very imaginative. I did not hear you mention Hera, Zeus's wife.
Well, her room would kind of be combined with Zeus, because her seats would have, like, peacock feathers, and that's her symbol. But it's also about luxury, and, like, and if you were having, like, an anniversary party, you would go there, since she's the goddess of marriage.
Wow. Yeah, she is.
Like, I would definitely go to that restaurant. How cool does that sound? I love
well,
it.
Well, yeah, I'd have a bar tab.
Yeah.
Did you remember Hermes? Mercury?
Oh, yeah. I didn't give him a section. I kind of, like, put that as, like, the waiter's area. Like, he delivers the food. And, like, Hermes,
oh,
like,
very good. That's very good, Maggie. I love that. That's really quite imaginative. I think that if it was done right, it'd be one of the 5-star restaurants in New York.
Yeah.
Wow.
You never know. Well, maybe one day we can make that a reality. That would be really cool.
That would.
Maggie, we're actually coming to the conclusion of our time on air tonight. I want to thank you so much for coming. This has been a real delight. It's been a pleasure having you on.
Thank you.
Will you come back and spend some time with us? Will it be okay?
Yeah, I'm all good. I'm free. Love doing Wiccan stuff. More the merrier.
There you go. Well, I want to wish you a blessed be and a merry part for this evening. I thank you so much. This has been so much fun.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks so much, Meg. And next time, you know, Gwen knows a lot about a lot. I'm sure you've already seen that. So if you have any questions, you know, until the next time you come on, you know, just anything about anything, then, you know, write them down and we can talk about it, because I'm sure your questions are what a lot of people your age or not your age are really thinking about. So that would be really great if you would do that.
Well, and to add to that, Nick, you're no slouch, and we have some really wonderful listeners like Magical Hummingbird, who's been in the chat tonight, and she's a priestess dedicated to, now I want you to, you probably know all of these ladies, but I want you to listen to her dedication, Maggie. She's a priestess dedicated to Isis, Hathor, Bast, Sekhmet, Thoth, Bridget, Morgan, Kuan Yin, Tara, and Elena the Ways.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's that's quite an accomplishment, and she also has reminded us of Scott Cunningham tonight. I was thinking of him all through it. I think you would adore reading Scott Cunningham books.
Okay.
So
thank you so much for doing this, and yeah, we hope to see you again in our magic circle.
Okay.
And Maggie, Magical Hummingbird is saying blessed be, and thank you for being here tonight with her too.
And that you're a fantastic witch. She said that more than once. So
yes, she did.
Oh, thank you. I said blessed be back, or if she's listening, blessed be.
Nick, we have guests next week. We have the ladies from Star Women Crystals are going to join us and tell us about their journey. And I'd like to remind folks that Tuesday the 11th, Flash Silver Moon is doing the second of the Woman Spirit Rising on-air ceremony shows, which you and I will both be attending again. And that's next Tuesday, the 13th, at 7 p.m. And I would like to remind everybody that DaughtersOfIsis.com, who sponsors the show, is open for business. So please drop by and look at all our oils and essences and potions and brews. And, I mean, we've got teas up there, too. I've got tea for Dragon's Blood and Quantum Shift and Sweet Sage. So check us out. And, Nicole,
yes.
Tell us about the sponsorship you bring.
Yes, it is iLoveNicoleShow.com, and it's a platform for good conversation and some funnies and laughs. So check it out, iLoveNicoleShow.com, and we have a new episode coming any day now, and with Asa Hoffman, who is a psychic. So look for that. And thanks for stopping by.
There you go. I'm going to play us out this evening with a little bit of my new favorite group, Delta Ray. And, you know, hey, it's a long way down. Maggie, thank you for being with us. We'll have you back in a month. Is that good?
Yeah, sure. But you said that the some people wanted to call me to do a reading.
Yeah, we were thinking next time we can put it up in the show, and then people will know that, you know, that they can get a reading from you.
Okay, because my mom doesn't want to do a reading today.
What'd she say?
She doesn't want, she thinks it's, too late to do readings. So, next time, my mom, we could do readings for, everyone
yeah.
that wants to.
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, and whatever your mother wishes, we will abide by.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Maggie.
You're welcome. Bird. Thank you.
And Hummingbird thanks you again for your lovely words to her. She's so sweet.
Yes, she is a very nice lady. I hope we see her back.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Good night. Thank you, everyone.
Yes, bye-bye. Thank you, everyone. And please remember that the Sunday show with Jack Jodell and Gwen Berry, myself, this Sunday at 6 p.m. This is horrible, but I can't even remember our guest. But we will be talking about, who is going to win that election. Anyways, thank you all for being here. This has been The Consciousness Shift with Nicole Tomasini and Gwen Berry. And we'll be back here next Thursday with the ladies from Star Woman Crystals. Good night, folks.
Night.